I want to just do a little bit of recapping on the vision. Now, you've had the vision, and I'm not going to go over it all again, but I just want to recap where we're going to today with this. And so you know, like, the end result, we're going to, at the end of the service, take one of these little sticks, and we're going to write what our commitment, what is God saying to us on it. Do you mind just sticking up that last slide, please, Brian, or Ollie, thank you, just that shows what it's going to look like in the end. And we're going to make a tapestry, because we do this together, we go together, and God brings us together. So those are all little sticks like this, and we're going to make a tapestry of everyone's little commitment, and we're going to put it on this board here, and we're going to display it as a sign of our commitment to what it means for us to be part of this church. So that's where we're going. So as I'm talking, please be thinking, what is God saying to me? How am I going to be part of this church? It might be you're going to pray for a ministry. It may be that you're already joining in a ministry. You just want to put that again. You're already serving in that ministry. Whatever it is, what is God saying to you about being part of this family and going forward? We'll do that. Obviously, that's just a symbolic action, but it's also a visual reminder for us as we see, hopefully, this tapestry through the year. Please also, if you have, thank you to those of you who filled in the response form that I sent out. Really appreciate that. It's really helpful to see that, and really encouraging, actually, for us as a team to see people joining in and saying, this is what it means for me to be part of the team. If you haven't done that, please do. If you don't know what I'm talking about, there's a QR code on the welcome desk in the entrance hall. Just scan it. If you don't know what a QR code is, come to me and I'll give you a paper copy of the response form. Okay? but if you know where the website is, ncsheffield.org/response, that will also take you to where you need to go. So please do take that seriously. Please do help us to know where we're going and know who's with us. It really is encouraging and really helpful. Okay, so we are moving from being a one day a week service church to a 7 day a week serving church. You can put the first of my slides up, please, Ollie. Okay, so healthy disciples who transform community. We go together. We've been talking about this morning. We go with Jesus. If you do not go with us, Lord, then please don't send us the refrain of Moses. And we do it to make lives better. Now, we could unpack, you know what making lives better means, but we're trying to make it as sticky as possible for people who don't yet come to the church and don't want lots of Christian jargon. So we're about making lives better, and we can explain what that means in terms of the kingdom of God. But that's what we're about. We go together, we go with Jesus, and we make lives better. And the story we live in, we're informed by a number of different Bible passages, and we're not limited to this, but these are the key ones for me at the moment. Jeremiah 29, he calls us to seek the peace and prosperity of the city. That's that mural that we have on the wall over there. To seek the blessing of the city. We are blessed in order to be a blessing. Genesis 12 reminds us that we're blessed in order to be a blessing. Luke 4, Jesus stands up in the temple and he quotes Isaiah 61, saying that he has a heart for the poor and the oppressed, have come to set the captive free. That informs what we do, why we do what we do. The mandate of Jesus is our mandate as a church, to go and set the captive free, to bring sight for the blind. So that is a key, and you'll see if you look through the back YouTube videos and sermons, you can go back to these and you can hear an expansion of those. And obviously the vision service is up there as well. John 20:21, as the Father has sent me, I am sending you. So this was the mandate of Jesus to do this. So we are sent in the same way to bring a blessing to our communities, to our workplaces, to our homes, to our city. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. And John 10:10, he came that we may have life and life in all its fullness. So we will go after the things of God now. Things on heaven, in heaven, realized on earth now. On earth as it is in heaven. You've heard me talk about this. What is in heaven, what isn't in heaven, we pray for those things now on earth. Okay, so two pictures for this season. If you just take that, go back one slide just for the moment, please. So two pictures that I think are informing me quite a lot at the moment. One is Dig the Wells. I think I mentioned to you that I went to the Hebridean Revival Conference recently, and I went forward for prayer, and the person there had a sense of God, didn't really know who I was, but said, you know, you've got a history in this church, that there are wells that are still there, you need to learn to dig those wells again. And I'm going, what does that mean, God? So I think that's about going in deeper with him. I think it's about rediscovering our pursuit of Jesus, the first love. It's about intimacy with him. It's about Holy Spirit, giving space for the Holy Spirit to work, to hear his voice, dig the wells. But he's also given us treasure as a church in terms of understanding of discipleship and what it means to follow Jesus. So that is something that is really important, I think, that is informing, and I'm reflecting with God about what does it mean for us as a church to dig the wells that God has given us, to not leave them there, but to go down into them and bring up that water that is there. What does that mean for us as a church? And secondly, the open door. If you remember the story of how this church was formed, it was part of St. Thomas Crooks, and they were looking for a place to be able to be church in the city and to bless the city. And after a number of different places where the church was, ended up here. And there was that verse for the church, see, I place an open door before you. The church in Philadelphia, it's in Revelation, and I place an open door before you which no one can shut. And one of the things that we as a team are always asking is, what is the open door that you have placed before us that we need to step into? And also, what are the doors that are closed that we mustn't be pushing against and trying to open, because they're not the thing for us to do? And God, I think, is laying open doors before us again to step into, not least the internship year that has been an open door that we haven't had to work hard at. STC came to us and said, would you like to be part of this internship year with us? Would you like to partner with us and be a Sheffield hub for the New Wine Discipleship Year? And of course, we went, yes, that's an open door. That's what we're about. So we're looking for those open doors and praying that God would show us very clearly which are the open doors and which are the closed doors. So just so you know, that those are kind of two prophetic senses that we as a church are, we as a team are really leaning into at the moment. So how do we step in? How do you and I step in? How do you step in to this vision, this expectation, this understanding of what it means to be part of this church, following Jesus, going together, going with Jesus, and making life better? What does it mean for you? So the next slide, please, Ollie. So, firstly, you've got to settle in your heart, this is what you're about. You know, we're doing a sermon series at the moment on taking up your cross, following Jesus. Be honest, is this where you're at? Are you wanting to do that? Are you a follower of Jesus who wants to go deeper with him? It has to start with that. Yes, in your heart. Now, I'm not saying it's like a, right, I've said yes, that's it, done. I know we all have days where it's harder to say yes to Jesus, but is our overall desire to want to say yes to him, to go deeper with him? Because he hears that. He hears that response, and he helps us be those people who do that. Sometimes it's a prayer like, Lord, I don't know what it looks like. I don't feel like doing it. Help me to do it. Sometimes it's a prayer where it's like, Lord, I'm there. But where is your heart this morning? Honestly, where is your heart? And all God wants is the honest response. This is where I'm at. Help me. Help me to be someone who says yes to you. Belong. Join or start a community. So there are lots of communities already. You can find them on the website. Increasingly, we're going to have them displayed in the church so you can see who the people are who lead communities. We would love you to be part of a community. For as hard as we try here to do things which will help us go deeper, you can't do it really well in a group this size. You need to be in a group of smaller people, and many of us are. And community can be very varied in the way it looks, but it should be about helping each other go deeper with Jesus, and it should always have a seat at the table for someone new to come. So are you about wanting to go deeper with Jesus together? And have you got a seat at the table for new people to come so we don't just stay in a little holy clique that never invites someone new in? And if we get big, then we multiply. And this is what's happened with our home community. We now have three households. Do we have three? We have three. Three households that formed together to make our whole community. And because we were too big to meet together, so we meet in separate households, but occasionally we come together. It's not always easy, but that's the way we grow and make sure there's a seat at the table. I meet with community. I've started meeting with community leaders again regularly to talk about that. But maybe God's put on your heart, I could invite people around my house. It's very simple. I could start a community. Just invite people around every other week, maybe. Do bring and share food. Make it very simple. And we just hear each other's stories. We pray for each other and we help each other go deeper. That's all we do. And it's really good. And I really look forward to it. So maybe you're someone who can open up your home as well. Let's start some new ones. Serve. Find a team or connection point. That's part of the reason we had the team up here. So you know who to go to and you can go and say, hey, you said about that. I really want to be part of that too. Now, like we said, not everyone has the time to be able to join in, but you may want to go to the person who's leading that team and go, can I pray? Know that I'm praying for this. Know that I really believe in what you said. That's my heart too. So please be asking God, what is the connection point that you want to be involved with this church? And go and talk to the person who you've heard talk about it. Giving. Many of you give. If you're part of this church, I think it's part of what it means to belong to a Christian community that we give. The money that we give goes towards enabling all the mission that we do as a church, all the things that we've talked about. It goes to helping make sure a heater comes on. You know, the practical stuff makes the lights come on, but it's all part of being able to do the thing that God has called us to do as a church. Giving is so important. Very grateful for the way that people have given to this church over the years. If you consider yourself part of this church and part of this family, and please hear this if you're new and you're just working out whether or not this is your church, I'm not asking you to give today. But if you think you are part of this church, please consider what it means for you to give financially to this church. It's really, really important. And it is part of our belonging to this church and any Christian community, I think, to consider what it means to give. And live your This Time Tomorrow story. I want to keep emphasizing this is a church that has lots of people in it from very different backgrounds who are involved in lots of different things in their weeks. So what does it mean for you to live out your life as a follower of Jesus this time tomorrow, this time the next day, this time the next week? What does it mean for you to do that? And just prayerfully consider that. What does it mean for me to be that person in that place? Because none of us are hopefully thinking we do our Christian bit on the Sunday and then we're something different in the week. Hopefully we're not those people. We're people who know that we're called to be living out our lives with him 7 days a week. So what does that look like for you? Okay. Two questions for us to hold before God. What does it mean for you to be part of this church? What do you love about this family here? I presume because you keep coming, there's something. And what might God be inviting you to step into in this season? That has to be between you and God, doesn't it? That has to be between you and what he's saying. Second question, what does journeying together look like for you this term? Is it joining a community? Is it starting one? Is it serving in one of our mission connection points? Is it giving, starting to give, considering what you give, and are you giving what you should do? Is it sharing your faith story, being a little bit more bold in the place where you are planted in the week? Just thinking about asking God, asking the Holy Spirit, I really want to be someone who makes a difference in this place. Is that the thing that God is asking you to do? So, let's just pause for a moment And can I ask you to honestly before God ask those two questions that we as a church have always valued? What are you saying and what am I going to do about it? What are you saying, God, and what am I going to do about it? So I just pray, Holy Spirit, that you would come and you're already here. But I pray that in this particular moment, Lord, we would have ears to hear what you are wanting to say to us about these things. Okay, can I ask you to stand, and I'm going to say a prayer. We're going to worship in a moment, and in that time of worship, I'd love you to come forward, pick up a stick, take a pen. You can take it back to your seat if you want to write on it, but use the time of worship to do that. Maybe if you don't get quite able to do it in the time worship song, don't worry, just finish it whilst you're here before we go off into your next thing. And what we'll do is we'll bring those lolly sticks that we've written on and just lay them on that board, and then sometime in the week they will magically turn into a nice tapestry. But please do write down, even if it's just a Lord, show me what it is you want me to do, that's fine. But you may know, you may already be part of something. Please just put it on. It'll be a tapestry of all the ways that we together look like Jesus, and what our hopes are as we go forward into this year. So I'm going to say a prayer, and then we'll worship together. And in that worship, please do come and get a lolly stick. I think, is Isaac gone out? Okay. It'd be great if, Isaiah, you can help me. When in the worship time, there might be some people who it's hard to come out. Could you just take one of the baskets and hand out the lolly sticks to people, please? That'd be great. Thank you very much. You can help as well. Thanks, Amanda. Thank you. Okay, let's pray. Jesus, thank you for the privilege of being able to be your church, of coming together as this family of very different individuals from very different backgrounds and all different ages, but you call us together around you. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being your church. Would you lead us from being a one-day service to a seven-day serving church? Thank you that you've already done that. Lord, our desire is to become more of that. Holy Spirit, would you help us to dig the wells again, to dig deep into what it means to draw upon you? Holy Spirit, would you lead us as a church, as individuals? Help us not to wander off into directions that aren't where you're leading. Keep us close to you, we pray. Set our hearts on fire with love for you again, we pray, Lord. Lord, we long for you to move, for lives to be transformed, for people to come to faith. Lord, would you move in power amongst us? And Father, would you set open the doors before us and give us courage to step through? Make us healthy disciples who transform community for the good of Sheffield and beyond, and for the glory of your name. Amen.